Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 27th episode of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. We have Decahedron on as our back as our special guest who's going to offer us a meditation to work with and to clarify the polarity within our energies and harmonize our chakras. Our consciousness is a direct expression of the self-referential paradox that is one, that is all. Accepting and surrounding to this highest truth gives us the ability to transcend lesser dualities and releases in us the freedom and power that is our birthright. And he has retuned his harp to match up the resonant proportions found in ancient Egypt. And we're excited to welcome Deck back on with us. This is Gary Moore, along with the hosts of this show, the hosts with the mosts, Jen Christie and Marika. Ladies, are you there?
Yes. Hiya.
Yes,
namaste.
And here we
Hello
are.
Hello and welcome, everybody.
Welcome to the show, everyone. And Deck is with us. Are you there, Deck?
I am here, yes. Wonderful to be on board.
I'm looking
forward
to hearing the
Get these pair of speakers down.
Have you got an echo there, Gary? someone has an echo, echo, echo.
That would be Deck. He had his speakers a bit loud, I think. It's all right now.
Right. Well, we're going to play a lovely song shortly. It's great to be back, everyone. And I sort of drew one of those wings of light, flames of the white eagle, out of the box just before we started the show. And it was about healing, which is very appropriate. So I'm hoping this is going to resonate with some of the healers out there. And the card says, walking closely with God, the healing power pours from you. Never forget that of yourself, you are nothing and can do nothing. It is the power that works in you that accomplishes his will. This is important because God works as he wills and not as you will. Well, that's very appropriate, isn't it? For all the healers out here.
Well, Bing, is how this is the healing fountain is very appropriate. Yes, and yes, it
yeah.
is.
I thought that.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have a lovely song, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Are we going to listen to a song of Elton John called Healing Hands?
Yeah.
So enjoy it, everybody, and enjoy the show.
And don't forget to get your candles ready to light in a little while. We'll tell you when to light them.
Yes, get them ready, and along with your two Indians to rub together to light them. In the meantime, we'll listen to this song.
I'm
Wow, that's brilliant. I was really lucky to see him live last year in Manchester, and he was absolutely fantastic. He had this great big grand piano on stage with him. It was superb.
Wow.
And so he could still belt them out, hey?
Yeah, could he?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and his songs are timeless.
They are, yeah. And the ones he wrote in the 60s and 70s are just as timeless now, aren't they, as they were then? Just
yeah.
Fabulous.
That was before my time. I read about it.
No. It was in nappies, weren't you? Oh. I don't think so. And anyway, we're going to have Deck. We don't know if to call him Arturo Deco or Decahedron, as he's known as the Gold Ring. So he's sort of got two names. So we'll just call him Deck for short. And he's going to be talking about what therapy you'll be using and describing what you've done at your harp. Are you? Deck? Are you there, Deck?
Shall I give them the link first?
There he is.
Yeah, put the link up.
Put the link up first, Marika.
Yeah.
And I have a question for Deck too. There, everyone, click the link and pause the player and lower the volume, and we'll get that ready, and we'll bring Deck on. Deck, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay.
He's a bit distant, isn't he?
Yeah. I just had a quick question for you, Deck. You were talking about you've retuned your harp to match the resonant proportions found in ancient Egypt and the golden mean. Could you explain on that just a bit? What did you readjust the strings on the harp or something? Or
well, what I've done is the usual concert tuning accepted around the world is 440 hertz for the A, which is here.
Okay.
And by reducing it to 432 hertz instead, all the resonant numbers for the strings turn into whole numbers, and all those whole numbers are the same numbers found in the pyramids, the Parthenon, all the Greek, the famous Greek buildings. All the old ancient artifacts have all these numbers intricately woven into their designs. And by selecting that particular tuning, the resonant frequency of all of the strings suddenly matches all those numerical frequencies.
That sounds completely fascinating. And
it's taken a week of retuning all 47 strings every day to get it to stay in tune, because bless her, she's not a young girl anymore. She's kind of stuck in her ways. And basically, I've taken the whole harp down a quarter of a tone. And she kept wanting to go back home where she used to be. And so it's been quite a struggle to get her to stay tuned where I wanted to, but we're getting there.
I'm really looking forward to hearing it. And that was just what piqued my curiosity when you mentioned that in the show introduction. So I just thought we'd touch on that for a little bit. And I think that was worth remarking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That sort of ties in with the whole paradox thing of we find this particular ratio, the golden mean, everywhere in the universe, in the resonant frequencies of the planets, even the size of the planets, the way plants grow, the proportions of the human body and all the animals, it's just everywhere. And it seems like a paradox that should be so. But when you realize that the fundamental nature that all of reality is built on has that golden mean, that proportion built into it in the very core of reality, it's not a surprise that we find it all over the place. It's there in the beginning, and it just pops out wherever we look, which is quite fascinating.
Well, if it's found everywhere, then we should just naturally tune to it. I mean, it's a part of our makeup as well. Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That is right. Absolutely.
Okay.
I was saying, Violet Light saying, stay harp, old girl.
Stay harp, old girl.
Yeah.
We're talking about the good harp, by the way. Not the one with the two A's in it.
Absolutely.
You know,
when I first retuned it, I thought I'd made a mistake because it sounded horrible. Partly my ears were used to the old tuning, but also It's like the music, as far as I'm concerned, the music gets into the wood of the instrument, and it's just taken a while for it to mellow out. And now I'm so pleased I did it, because it has a different resonance to what it had before. It had dead spots before, but now the whole harp has come alive, which is very nice.
Very nice indeed.
See you later.
Yes. And so she developed a bit of a memory to her and wanted to go back to the old memory. And I find that in itself is interesting. But
I was just asking how many tones. It's a quarter tone down, basically.
Okay.
Just a little over a quarter of a tone.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing it later in the show. And Marika, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, there we
are. I was quickly trying to find another link, because the link that we had for the YouTube video doesn't work in America.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, it's not allowed to see it. So I had to find another one. It's not as beautiful as the first one we had, unfortunately. But it's about the song and about that we focus together. So it's no problem. You can preload this one. I heard from the people in the chat that this works everywhere in the world. So let's see this video then together.
The Michael Jackson song, Heal the World? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
give us a heart in the chat room when you have it, when you have preloaded the link. And then pause the player, please, and turn the volume down on YouTube. Then I play it on the switchboard.
Yes. Yeah, click the link,
and
lower the volume, and pause the player, and send up a heart, and we'll get ready. And there's my heart right there.
Yeah.
Here they come.
Yeah, it's a great song. Here they come. Good, good, good. Okay. Then I go and count down, because I think everybody has it now. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, play.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. This place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world. Better place for you and for me, and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for living, make a better place for you and for me.
Right now, it's time for our candle ceremony. Here's where we all light our candles together to signify that we are a healing circle of love and light. And because fire is a very powerful tool, along with prayer and focused intent, it helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send out healing to all mankind and Mother Earth and everyone who needs it. So for this, we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. And if there is energy in the ancient names of the angels, and as 3 is the sacred number that maximizes this energy, we're going to say their names 3 times. Archangel Michael, Michael, Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, Uriel, Uriel. Please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, Gabriel, Gabriel. Please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, Metatron, Metatron. We ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We also ask for the assistance of the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, the divine energies. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we'll ask that they close around our circle of love and light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. There are now 27 therapists in the healing room, all sending out different healing modalities. But before we do anything else, we're going to ask Marika to say the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Dearest Ray Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you are in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now. in all countries, all over the world. You may close your eyes now, visualize this with me. We are all standing on it, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant king with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center of that lies deep within our grandmother. As we see her crystal heart and we take a deep breath again, we feel the beating of her heart through our body, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heart as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart, and our heart is so warm. They're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as pure light flows to the center of the earth. We become aware of our connection again, and know exactly what we are all related. When the energy reaches our eyes, feel our head blinking a tiny bit up and see our father's hand. And when we see beyond father's eyes, we see our giant feet floating. On the top of the book is written, "Book of Healing Request." And we see that the book opens. And we can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in gray is your own name. Please go ahead, write in that. You are a healing fountain now, and that the energy you receive may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want. Do that by writing down the name. Please write it down on the healing fountain disc that is already in there. Just go ahead. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and that she dropped slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel that gratitude. And sit down in this energy and feel yourself surrounded by it. And enjoy the meditation of Decahedron. Thank you very much.
Oh, right. Now I want you to look down from where you are towards the center of the earth. Feel the earth accepting your presence and feel your consciousness going right down to the very core of the earth and recognize that this is the symbolic center of the earth and symbolism goes on through to the sun. So the sun is the center of the solar system. So looking to the earth, you're also looking in a way through right to the energy of the center of the sun, the energy that is in the sun. And looking through the sun, you're also looking straight towards the energy that's in the center of the galaxy, the Milky Way. It's all the same energy funneling up through the center of the earth to you. So you're looking down through the earth, into the sun, into the center of the galaxy, right into the center of the core of the universe. And from that core of the universe, you can look down upon you from above. Because from sitting in you, you can look up towards the big universe above you. And looking down, you're looking at the same place. It's an enormous, big, continuous circle of energy that you see the same thing looking up as looking down. And you're in the middle of this as the focus of the whole of the universe, the focus of all its energy, being the core and the manifestation of it. Now, I want you to imagine that as a column of light going down through you. Feel the vibration, vibrant energy of that column of light. Now, I'd like you to reach your hands out in front of you and imagine in your hands a glowing ball of light. Now we're going to infuse that ball of light with an energy. It's an energy of change, it's an energy of transformation. Imagine a beautiful waterfall out in nature and the clear, refreshing transformation energy there is in that. Imagine in there also a freshly cut lemon, that sharp, acid, cleansing taste of the lemon. Imagine electricity in there. Put that energy in there, that transformative vitality. Any other images you can bring to your mind that constitute energy, vitality, and transformation, infuse them into the ball of energy that is in your hands. Now, I want you to take that ball of energy, and we're going to clarify the chakras from the top downwards. So hold the ball above your head, tip it over, tip the energy over onto your head, and allow it to flush down and trickle down all over your body. Bring your hands down to your head and feel your crown chakra, and slide your hands down over your head, feeling as if you're peeling the skin off, exposing the crown chakra, releasing the energies that are in there. Bring your hands further down, past the brow chakra, and feel yourself exposing that, peeling the skin of resistance, the skin of any negativity there might be, just peeling away to release the brow chakra to its full energy and allow the energy from there to go freely up through the crown chakra. Bring your hands further down your face, down to your throat, and imagine you've peeled away that skin of negativity, that skin of resistance, to expose your throat chakra, and the energies from your throat can burst up now through your head, through the brow chakra, through the crown chakra, and up towards the universe. Bring your hands further down your body and peel that skin off. Allow the energy that was in your hands to transform you and expose your heart chakra. Feel the energy free float from there, like a bird, like a butterfly, flowing free. Let it manifest and float up through your body, through your head, and up towards the universe. And move your hands down across your body, down to the solar plexus, just below your chest, your rib cage. And feel the energy free from there, a golden energy, the energy of the sun in your solar plexus. Imagine that bursting forth and rushing up through your body, past your heart, through your neck, out of your head, and bursting up like a great fountain towards the universe. Move your body, your hands further down your body to your hara, your calf, your dantian, the point just below your navel. And imagine the energies there being free and transformed and being able to float and burst up through your body like a divine fountain. And move your hands down past your root chakra and feel the freedom there. Feel the energy, the red, vibrant energy from the root chakra bursting forth, going through the spectrum of the light right up through the body and bursting out in violet energy from the crown of your head like a divine fountain filling the entire universe. And as you look up into that universe, remember that that energy also cycles down and is now also coming in from below in one enormous cycle. So you feel the energy going up out of your head and feel that same energy flooding in from below you, through you. Feel the energy manifested in you. Feel the tingling it creates in your body. Feel the vibrancy that there is in you. Just going to do a couple of chants to help the energy to flow through you. So continue to imagine that flow of energy as joyfully, as wonderfully as you can.
That's beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Thank you to Healer for that gorgeous song, Hill Song it was called. And right now, for the people who don't usually meditate and would like to close the chakras, we're going to do that right now. So you can close them just as much as you feel comfortably, or not at all, if you're used to meditating. But to do this, we pretend we have doors. And you go to the top of your head, closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the base chakra, closing that door. You can leave your feet chakras open just a tiny bit to keep you grounded and connected securely to Mother Earth. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid of purple light, which is an ancient Egyptian protective pyramid. And he's going to seal it at the top with a blue light to keep you safe and protected. So next time we meet, until next time, you connect with all that is. Thank you very much. And we're going to thank Deck for that fantastic meditation. And we're going to hear him play in his heart live very shortly. Are you back on there now, Deck?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, great.
Did you turn your speakers out again, Deck?
No, is that okay?
There we go.
Great. Yeah. Right, so should I play?
We're looking forward to hearing the retuned harp.
Great. This is Sunrise with Fairies. It's, for me, descriptive of the change in energy from the night to the day, that quintessence of dawn as the sun rises and everything changes.
Wow. Deck has musical healing hands. That was great. Jeremy Camp also has healing hands, and I think that's the next song we're going to play. Is that right, guys? I think so. Give Deck a great big clap for that. It was fantastic.
I have to agree with Marika. It touched all my cells, too. It just woke everything up. I can understand the retuning and how that affects one. I do understand and appreciate that. Beautiful.
Mm.
Thank you for tuning in your heart for a week, Deck Adrian.
Yes, my pleasure.
Really, really beautiful to listen to. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much.
Wow, stupid.
It was life, yes. It was life. People in a chat room.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You'll listen to Deck live. That was not a recording. Beautiful. Well done.
Well, we try to do as much as we can live, don't we? So that we're in the now moment.
Yeah.
Oh, the end of clapping in the chat room. It's great. Right, I think we're going to play Jeremy Camp, are we? Before we have... have we got time to hear Deck speak a bit more about the paradox?
Oh, yes, we can do that first. If we want.
We can do that now.
Because then we play that song after.
Okay.
Could you do that, Deck?
Sure.
Could you speak to us a bit more about the paradox?
Yeah, I could. I'll be overjoyed to. Thank you very much, you lovely people. I think, for me, just in ordinary terms, one of the greatest paradoxes is that the scientists can prove all these amazing things about this apparent reality that's out there, but the one thing they cannot prove is the existence of consciousness. It's invisible to them. And yet, when you think about it, that's the only thing that we know ourselves is the existence of consciousness. We know that we are. And if we think really hard about the stuff that's out there, we can't prove that's there at all. We can't prove there was a yesterday. We can't prove there's going to be a tomorrow. Even in the traditional view, the light that comes to us stops at our eyes. The photons get absorbed in the eyes. After that, it's electrochemical signals going around the brain. The light that we actually see, we construct ourselves. It's not the light that's coming through from the sun into our eyes and it's magically appearing in the brain. The light we see when we look out there is ours. We make that light. We can see this easily because in dreams we make the same light. When we feel that the sensation of touch, we're just feeling the responses of nerves. We're just responding to signals in the brain. And as such, like in the film The Matrix, we can't actually prove that there is any out there or that we're out there. So that's an overview of the paradox. But the essence of reality is actually a paradox. If you go and look at someone like Kurt Gödel, a mathematician, he showed that any simple system, as soon as it becomes complex enough to be useful, must contain a paradox. A paradox occurs as soon as you create something that's self-referential. And the universe is self-referential. There isn't any existence without experience. If there's nothing to experience existence, there is no existence there. So the very foundation of reality is self-referential. It's the existence experience in itself. And in that, it creates a paradox. We are that paradox. We're the symbol, the very symbol of that paradox. And... if you look in mathematics, you could draw a square on a piece of paper, and at the bottom you could put all the theorems that are true, and at the top you could put all the theorems that are false, and you'd find there'd be a funny wiggly line across the middle somewhere that would be very difficult to define, that would have all the theorems that are not true and not false at the same time, or that are true and false at the same time. It's, if you're not mathematical, you might not understand that, but it's that... It's that shady area that occurs in the middle that is the reality. If anything was absolutely true, it would be unchanging. And we look out and we only see change. So there is no absolute truth out there. Anything we believe to be true is only true from one perspective. We change our perspective and we can see it to be false.
Isn't that what Dr. John Hagelin was proving in his unified field theory? He's a famous mathematician, quantum physicist, was sharing that as well, that with that discovery that that the basis of it all is consciousness. It's pure consciousness. It is pure abstraction. And that is the field which unifies everything, all of it. It starts out as consciousness first, and science is pointing in this to have a universe in itself without mind entering into the picture. In fact, it's our mind, or many are saying the manipulation of the light projected from our mind, that creates our very existence, and it creates our very experience.
Yeah.
That is, yeah, and that is, that's how divine we are. You know, that's how sacred and divine we each and every one of us are, and we are developing an awareness in along these lines, and we've been doing it for generations, for lifetimes, largely by default, but we're coming into the awareness of this. Such is the paradox. It's not because it is so hard and fast and concrete, but rather because it is so subtle. Yes? Is that right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And it's the, and some people, they, what we need to look for in healing is that, is the paradox, which some people call the neutral point. It's that balance point. It's the point standing on the seesaw where you're neither up nor down, you're neither left nor right. It's that, and from that point of change, you can then decide what you do want, because it's a great paradox that we chose to be here, we're actually in control. Why would we choose to suffer? And when you can get to that neutral point, that balance point, you can choose not to suffer anymore. You can choose to change the reality that is you, to reimagine your past, to be a different person, and to change the energies that towards something more positive, more healing, and more energetic.
Yes. Yes.
And from my perspective, is that neutral point is the point of paradox. It's something that is neither this nor that, and yet it's both this and that at the same time. And that's that neutral point, a point of where you can stand, and from that point, you are then free to make a decision. You're no longer stuck in either being this or that. And it's finding that paradox within yourself and accepting it.
To acknowledge that point. That's the beginning of enlightenment.
Yeah, I would agree.
We could talk. We could make several shows around this topic. I love this stuff. I love discussing it, and I can and love to at length. And it's wonderful that you're here, Doc.
Thank you. Glad of the opportunity. And thank you very, very much for having me.
Thank you for being on. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
There's Jen.
Yeah, I'm here. I've never been anywhere. I've been listening to every word.
Yeah, me too.
It's riveting. As you said, we could do two or three shows around this topic. But for this one, we're being ruled by the clock tonight, as usual. So we're going to have to get on with our next song. But I really enjoyed Deck playing live and his meditation and everything he's been telling us about. It's so interesting. And just what we need to hear at this moment in time, isn't it?
Yes, it's very pertinent.
Yeah.
And hence the paradox, this time constraint with this radio show.
Yeah.
Another example of the paradox.
Yeah, and you know when you have a power cut or anything, or your power clicks off, and all your little clocks on your household gadgets all start flashing. Well, mine were doing that the other day. Every little clock was flashing on the cooker in the kitchen, and in the front room there was something flashing. And then I went back into the kitchen again, and it had stopped flashing, and it had gone on to 2012.
Oh, wow.
Honestly.
Might be splashing 11-11.
11-11. And I thought that was quite appropriate. Anyway, we better get on with the next song. It's The Healing Hand of God by Jeremy Camp.
Thank you, Dick.
The tears fall plenty from heartache and strain. So if life's journey has you weary and afraid, there's rest in the shadow of his wings. I have walked through the valleys, the mountains and plains. I have held the hand of freedom that washes all my stains. If you feel the weight of many trials and burdens from this world, there's freedom in the shelter of the Lord. For I have seen the healing hand of God reaching out and mending broken hearts. Of his peace and hold on to what's been held out, the healing hand of God. I have touched the scars upon his hands to see if they were real. He has walked through just how I feel when you feel that there's not anyone who understands your pain. Just remember all of Jesus' suffering. 'Cause I have seen the healing hand of God reaching out and mending broken hearts.
Thank you, Jeremy Camp. That was gorgeous, wasn't it? The Healing Hand of God. Well, we don't know who the guest is next week. We are hoping it's going to be Marcus for Inner Peace, but he's moving house, so I won't hear from him until after Wednesday. So Don't forget to drink loads of water if you've been getting involved in the meditation, because you need to release the toxins, and also it grounds you.
Yes.
And again, so that
like
was really interesting.
Becca Hedren for being on with us. That was an incredible piece of music that he played for us, and a beautiful meditation, and beautiful sharing on the paradox.
Yeah,
and again, I love that stuff. I eat it up. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
We had up to 30 guests in the chat room sending out the healing tonight. So I hope you're all feeling much, much better out there in cyberspace, as I am.
I know I am.
Me too, yeah.
I always feel better after these shows. Beautiful way to start the week.
Yeah, that's true. And we've got loads more shows coming up. We've also got the initiations. And if you haven't tuned into one of those, they're really, really powerful. Who's next? Who's the next initiate? Do you know?
Don't know yet. Haven't heard yet.
Oh, all right. Right. I haven't heard either.
And Dak, I don't know if it would be okay with everyone, but if your harp is still handy, perhaps you could take us out with a piece of music.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right.
Oh,
right.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you ever so much.
Do you want that now?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got about 5 minutes left, so we could do that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's good night from me. Thank you, Dick.
Good night, everyone. Good evening. Drink lots of water. Go hug a tree.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here, everybody. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Dick.
Yeah, thank you.